currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Scott Mullen at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Scott.
Hi, I'm Scott Mullet, and welcome to Currently Kirkland. We come to you every week with the latest in what's going on here in Kirkland. Lakeview Elementary School is having a rummage sale on May 1st.
It's going to be a fun event. We're going to have a bake sale and a plant sale and a raffle, and our goal is to raise $6,000 for the PTSA, and this is going to help us to continue programs that we run for our kids for art enrichment, math and science enrichment, and things that just really benefit the current school curriculum. We're going to have over 100 families contributing to the rummage sale, so there's going to be a lot of items that are geared towards families and kids and things like that, so it's a great opportunity to get some deals on some really terrific items. We're taking donations on the 29th and the 30th of April. Come on and bring your stuff down by the school, and we'll be thrilled to put it into our rummage sale.
If you would like more information on the event, please contact Cheryl Elder. Kirkland has been named Tree City USA. The Arbor Day Foundation has named Kirkland Tree City USA to honor the city's commitment to community forestry. This is the eighth time that Kirkland has been named Tree City USA, and last year the city was awarded the Growth Award for significant improvements to its tree program. If you would like more information about Tree City USA, go to the website below. Having gone into effect this past week, Puget Sound Energy has increased costs for electrical and natural gas service. Electric rates have been increased by 2.8%, and natural gas rates have gone up by 0.8%. Puget Sound Energy initially put a proposal in for a rate increase to the Washington Utilities and Transportation Commission, asking for an increase that was much higher than what was approved. If you would like more information about the recent rate increase, please go to wutc.wa.gov. Do you have some ideas about the future Kirkland City Manager? Well, the city is seeking your help. The city of Kirkland is looking for citizen feedback on the issues currently facing Kirkland and what characteristics the new city manager should have. All information provided will be shared with the city council as they continue the search for the next city manager. To participate in providing feedback, just go to the city's homepage. Juanita Bay Park is going to have a few visitors on Earth Day, April 24th. Goats are coming to the park to help with the restoration work party taking place from 9 to noon. The goats will arrive on Friday afternoon and will be on park grounds until Monday.
So the goats are here to eat the brush, the invasive species, which is primarily blackberry. In here there's a little bit of ivy and stuff like that. And it's just a really green way to do it, and it's a lot of fun. And, you know, goats can go where people can't. So it's a win-win situation for everybody, yeah.
The Juanita Bay Park Restoration Work Party welcomes volunteers of all ages to help restore the park. If you are interested in helping with the restoration, go to greenkirkland.org for more information. And then send the goats to my house. Juanita High School is the second high school on the West Coast that has been approved as a Cambridge International Center. To be a Cambridge International Center, Juanita High School went through a rigorous application process and an in-person site review. Courses in the Cambridge program emphasize higher learning standards where students can expect to be held to high academic expectations, be self-motivated, and have good study habits. The program will kick off in the fall with its first freshman class of 30 students. If you're interested in learning more about Juanita High School's new program, go to lwsd.org. City Council has appointed annexation residents to the city's advisory boards. Joining the Human Services Advisory Committee are Jamie Beloskis and Barbara McGrath. Joining the Library Board will be Sean Thornsberry with Eric Morgenstern as an alternate. Joining the Park Board are Barbara Ramey and Ted Marks with Barbara Eckley as an alternate. And joining the Planning Commission are John Pascal and George Presley with Michael Stanger as an alternate. Each person has been presented with a 2-year term ending March 31st, 2012. A big thank you goes out to you. Thank you for participating and sending your census form back. Calculations are still being done on percentages of citizens who have mailed back their census form, but so far 68% of households have mailed back their census. Way to go, Kirkland. If for some reason you did not receive your census form, please go to 2010.census.gov to find out what you can do. If you did not send back your census form, be prepared to have a census taker visit your household. On April 10th, the Kirkland Library held a special event called Tech Connect. Tech Connect is an interactive library open house showcasing the many ways KCLS technology connects you to reading, recreation, entertainment, and lifelong learning.
Tech Connect is a technology-themed open house event that we've been holding at the library since 2008. This is our fourth time holding the event. We've been before at the Bellevue Library, the Covington Library, and the Burien Library. And the idea behind it is to showcase services at the and resources that the library makes available to our library patrons that are loosely connected, you know, as being available online or invoking some type of technology we showcase.
Visitors of the library were able to take a tour of the new automated check-in system, learn about ebooks, and find out everything the library is able to offer with its current technology. For more information about future Tech Connect events and other events going on at the library, please go to www.kcls.org. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have a news tip, suggestions, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.